One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if your body can sense a haunting before your eyes ever even see it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You could also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you can surely do that. No commercials, you get the advance episodes, also access to the archive. Sign up at patreon.com or go to, patreon.com/realghoststories or go to Apple Podcasts or ghostpodcast.com. Get signed up. Kathy Gordon, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. I'm not as wet as you are.
Good Lord, we are wet today. We have gotten so much rain, like since I would say the last 10 days. We are probably up to around 10 inches of rain.
That's crazy.
I know. And I was telling Kathy before we got started, right, like minutes before we got a emergency alert, like one that goes to the everybody's phone about flash flood warning. Do not leave your house unless, you know, it's an emergency sort of thing. And I'm like, good Lord. But my neighborhood, I mean, I've got standing water in my yard, which is highly unusual. Yeah. But we got 2 inches of rain just today.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
I know, for Kansas, it really is.
Yeah.
There's a lake here outside of Wichita that we've been in a drought for the last several years. And over Memorial Weekend, just that weekend, they said that lake got the equivalent of 1 billion gallons of water.
And did you read that right?
I did. That came from a TV station here locally. It was 1 billion gallons of water in that, because it's a big lake and it's down like 10 feet. But that one weekend lifted that lake 5.5 inches.
That's crazy.
I know. And it's one of those lakes people go boating on and skiing on. So it's good size. But to lift that entire lake 5.5 inches one weekend, that's big.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So we've got this ghost story today, which you and I kind of have that ability. I never really see an apparition, or like we've talked about before, or have I? Maybe I have, and I just thought it was a person. But you and I tend to feel it. Like we can walk in a place, and before I even go, do you think this place is haunted? There's just times you just step in, and you're like, oh, what is it? What is it? What is it?
But I think it could even be... you can go through a haunting situation and never see anything.
Right, right. And I think very few of us actually see anything.
I agree. I think most of the time it is just that sixth sense we have.
Mm-hmm. So here's the story. It's from Carla. It says, I've got a weird one for you. It's not your typical I saw a ghost kind of story, but it is one of those moments where your whole body just knows something's wrong, even if you can't explain it. So this happened about 10 years ago. My husband and I were meeting some friends at this little coffee shop we'd never been to before. Wasn't anything fancy, just one of those little quirky hole-in-the-wall kind of places with mismatched furniture and vintage posters. I think every town has one. The kind of place that usually makes me feel cozy, not creeped out. But the second I stepped in, I felt really off. You ever walk into a place and it's like someone dropped a heavy, wet blanket on your shoulders? It's kind of the best way I can describe it because the air felt thick and heavy. It was hard to breathe. I got even a little lightheaded. I told myself it was probably just a little anxiety or maybe too much caffeine that morning, but deep down I knew better. I'd felt this exact kind of discomfort before, very rarely, but I had. The first time was back when I was a kid in Catholic school. We used to have a weekly mass, and ever so often some of us had to go up into the choir loft. The only way up there was this narrow, creaky wooden staircase tucked behind the altar, and I hated it. Not because it was steep or anything like that, but because every time I climbed those stairs, I felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. That's an interesting feeling, isn't it? It's like, it's not that she was getting creepy and feeling like something was watching her, that she just wasn't supposed to be there. It felt like someone or something didn't want us going up there. The air would get thinner with every step, and the feeling wouldn't go away until I was back down with the rest of the class. I never said anything about it. What kid wants to sound like they're scared of going up the old stairs? But here I was 10 years later, sitting in this random coffee shop, and that same exact feeling crept in the moment I walked through the door. At first, I tried to shake it off. We sat down, ordered our drinks, chatted with our friends. I started to enjoy myself a little. The weird heaviness faded enough that I could ignore it for a while, but then about an hour in, I had to use the bathroom. So I got up, walked past the counter, turned the corner where there was a long hallway leading to the bathrooms, and as soon as I stepped into that hallway, boom, that feeling came back stronger than before. My heart started pounding out of nowhere. I froze, just standing there staring down the dim, narrow hallway. It wasn't dark exactly, but the light felt kind of weird, like it didn't quite reach the end of the hallway. It wasn't a peaceful quiet. It was more like a dead quiet. I felt like something was watching me, not from behind, not from ahead, just around me. I made it halfway down the hall before I stopped completely, and I could not go any farther. I didn't see anything, I didn't hear anything, but something inside me screamed, "Do not go in there." I've learned to trust that voice. So I turned around, walked back to our table, quietly told my husband I was going next door to use their restroom instead. I didn't want to explain it right there in front of our friends, but even as I left that hallway, I could still feel that heavy presence watching me from behind. It didn't follow, but it just kind of lingered. Like it wanted me to know I wasn't imagining it. Now, I've never been the type of person who sees things. I don't have psychic dreams or hear voices, but I do get feelings, that kind of gut punch intuition that hits you hard and fast. And I've experienced it maybe 5 or 6 times in my whole life. But every single time, it's been in a place I later found out had some kind of history. I've never gone back into that coffee shop. I didn't ask anyone who worked there if anything had happened in that building before. Honestly, I'm not sure I want to know, because whatever's back there in that hallway near that bathroom just doesn't want to be found. It wants to be left alone, so I did. I left it alone. Thanks for letting me share this with you. I've got more stories, some of them a little more intense, and I'll be writing in again soon. Carla. Now, Carla did something a lot of people don't. Carla listened to that inner voice.
Agreed. The second she said that, I'm like, you bet. That's the way you do
this. You go, Carla.
That's right. We don't listen to that enough. And I think it gets us in trouble when we don't. You know, there was a really good book a while back that Malcolm Gladwell wrote called Blink. And the whole book just deals with that, listening to your inner voice, listening to your gut instinct about things. And it really makes sense, you know, because for the longest time, right, people had to rely on that inner, you know, voice to tell them, you know, like back in hunter predator days, or say, you know, right, like people crossing the United States and covered wagons and stuff, you know, you had to be in tune with nature or you weren't going to make it. And I think the same holds true for this. We have the ability to be in tune with it. Just so much going on, we just literally tune it out. But I think that the idea of relooking this ability, and some people call it a sixth sense, that intuition that something else is there, something could happen, something is wrong, and to listen to it. And Carla did that. I think that's so awesome. And, you know, we talked about that when you started this. Can you, you know, what if there's a haunting and you don't see it? Probably, do you think 9 times out of 10 that's the case?
Could be, yeah.
You don't, most of the time, I would say you don't see it. And so the only way you can be aware of it is to listen to that gut telling you. And then plus, like Carla said, it just said plain as day, don't go in there. Just don't do this.
Don't you suppose her friends were like, what's the matter with Carla? She's going next door to use the bathroom. Okay.
Well, that or they might have, you know, said, God, the bathrooms are probably kind of gross here.
Or maybe they were like, I've been sitting here feeling like something's watching me. I get you, Carla. I think, you know, and it's interesting too, because she kind of gets the same feeling like I get because my heart starts racing. And I feel, I get that feeling like there's something behind me. And I like the way she described it. Not in front of her, not behind her, just around her. Because you can't really pinpoint where it's coming from sometimes.
Yeah, the biggest experience I had with that was that time you and I were in Rome. Mm-hmm. And we went to that, basically, what would you call it? It was
kind of like a crypt room.
A mausoleum? A crypt room? Yeah,
yeah, it was like St. Stanislaus, and he...
Yeah, oh, good, you remember that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was like, they built his crypt, and we've talked about this before, but he's kind of... They did a sculpture of him kind of laying on top of the crypt, like, in kind of a relaxed, hey there, girls,
yeah,
sort
of
look.
Kind of a hey there pose.
And it was like... So as soon as you walked in, it was unexpected, and... But
it wasn't
like this,
quite Burt Reynolds, playgirl.
But it was kind of that pose, like he's kind of laying there, leaning on one side, like, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of weird, but the whole place was just so unnerving because he was dead in there underneath that hey girl sculpture. So
yeah.
Life size, by the way.
Yeah, it was all life size. But I could not get, like, I stepped in and took a couple steps into the room, and it was as if there was a barricade between me and that thing. I could not. My heart was racing. I felt the heaviness. When Carla mentioned this, it brought that right back to me, that when that happened to me, because I was like, I just can't. I can't get closer. And you and Kate were closer than I could not get over to you guys.
Well, and I both had that.
Yeah.
That feeling about him.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing.
And I couldn't even get there. I was like, nope, there's a wall between me and Stanislaus.
And Saint Stanislaus is the patron saint of Poland. But he was in Rome. I wonder why.
There was a whole story about him walking, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole thing. But yeah, I know that feeling. Like when it says don't, you can't, like there's a barrier there. You know,
and so often we just don't listen to it. And you go, I'm crazy. I can at least go to the bathroom.
But yeah, well, that's when you get in big trouble.
That Carla was, she was totally fine with like, I am walking out of here and going next door to the bathroom. I don't care what y'all think. That's what I'm doing.
I'll go up to Conoco. I don't care.
I just don't care.
And they are not known for their really clean restrooms, but I don't even care.
So good for her for going with that. But I've had that same feeling before. Like,
I get it. I know exactly what
something's
you're talking
wrong,
about.
Something's wrong, and I need to turn around.
Then listen to it.
Yeah. Well, here's our next story.
I wanted to call in my story. I've never called in. I've listened for a few years now. And I wanted to tell a story about what happened to me when I was a young girl growing up in Chicago. So I lived in the city of Chicago, and sometimes I would take the bus in grade school, not very often because our school was right by our house, so we didn't have to take the bus to go to school or anything. We could just walk. But as I got older and went to high school, I would take the bus, and I was really nervous if my dad couldn't bring me to school. I really didn't like taking public transportation just to go to school. Sometimes it could be a little creepy. We lived on the south side, so sometimes you get some interesting characters, but usually it was just people going to work or doing whatever. So this was my first week of school, and I tried to get my dad to bring me. My older sister usually would take the bus with me, but for that day, she had to be at school a little bit earlier, so she wasn't with me. So this particular day, I was really nervous, and I couldn't remember where to get off at. And it's funny, like looking back now, I have moved away, but I still remember like where I should get off to go to school. And I was really nervous about that. And I remember there was an older woman. I mean, I gosh, I was in my early teens, so I'm guessing maybe she was in her 60s or 70s. We lived in primarily an Irish neighborhood. We were Irish, you know, typical Southside Irish. I just assumed maybe she was going to the grocery store or whatever. And she asked me what school I was going to and said that her kids and her, I think she had said her grandkids, but I can't remember. But I do remember her saying that her kids went to this school. And she said, this is the stop that you're going to get off at. And I said, okay, great. So I got off, and sure enough, I recognized where I was at and went to school. On my way back that same day, I got on the bus to go home. Obviously, I knew what stop I needed to get off to go home, and she was on the bus with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And we were just having some small talk, and she asked me where I lived, and I told her where I lived, and she said that she had friends and family that lived over there. And then she started to ask me if I knew a certain family, and then I got off at my stop, and I just thought it was like really interesting that she was on the bus like with me in the morning and then after school. And a few days later, I had noticed her again on my way home. There was some type of altercation on the bus. Like I said, sometimes you could have some pretty colorful characters on the bus. And she was in the bus again. And I remember noticing she wore like a handkerchief over her head, like some of the older ladies did. And I noticed she had on exactly what she had on the last time I had seen her. And I noticed it because it was really warm out, and she had on kind of like a winter, like long winter coat and galoshes, like boots. And I'm like, okay, this is weird, but old people always wear coats, whatever. Told me to come sit by her. And then she said that she was going to get off at that stop with me at my stop to go home. And she was going to walk down the block to visit her friends or family. I couldn't remember who she said. My mom happened to be there waiting for me at the stop. I don't know, we were going to go somewhere, do something. And I was telling my mom, myself and the older woman, we were the only ones that got off at my stop. And I told my mom, I'm like, so cool. Like, this lady has like been with me. And do you recognize her? Because my mom and dad both grew up in that neighborhood. And my mom said to me, Catherine, you are the only person that got off the bus. What are you talking about? So I thought for years, was it like a spirit of someone who maybe she was like ingrained in time, like used to taking the bus to wherever she was going. Just really odd that she would be on the bus the same times that I was. Did she know, like, maybe one of my grandparents or an aunt or an uncle? I have no idea, but I thought I would share that with you. And I really like your show. And thanks, guys. I love what you do. Bye.
That is a really interesting story.
Man, it really is.
I think, and that's just what we were talking about, how sometimes it's like, have you seen an apparition? I don't know, maybe.
Exactly.
You know, have you had encounters like that with somebody and then you turn around and they're not there? And it's like, where did that person go? Oh, they must have just walked off super fast. Okay. Yeah, or did they? Was it a ghost you were talking to the whole time?
Well, and the only reason at all that she suspected anything, really, I mean, the clothing thing was weird, but you can always, you know, just say old people are cold all the time, right? So, but her mom, if her mom hadn't been there and said you were the only one that got off the bus, she would have never the rest of her life thought anything about it other than it was really nice of the woman to help her out a couple times.
Yeah.
And I think it happens a lot more than we realize. It just doesn't happen that someone else is there to confirm that. She kind of maybe suspected something a little bit in her, you know, here we're back to instinct again today. But because she said the clothes were a little weird and she said, huh, woman's back on the bus again. Well, that could be, you know, it's not a totally, you know, nutty to think that a woman that could have, you know, been happened to be on the bus at the same time for whatever reason. But buses come and go pretty quickly. And, you know, unless you're working at the exact same place or whatever, it probably is a little different that you both would have the exact same schedule. So I could see her thinking that's kind of interesting, but okay. Once again, sort of helps her out, you know, gives her that little bit of help in hand again. She didn't have to do any of that. You know, the fact that she just happened to be there helping this girl in itself enough to say, huh, that's interesting. But then the mom, right? So I'm with you. How many times in your life has someone shown up, saved the day, and you thought that was amazing and that was it?
Or just helped you in some random little way or said something nice to you or you had some quick interaction with somebody and you walked off thinking, oh, that person was really nice or whatever your thoughts were, or that person was horrible. I mean, because it could go that way too.
I've had it before where somebody, and if I recall right, it was an older woman, kind of said, you know, don't go that way, you know, like kind of stop me from doing something at one point. And I, you know, now I look back at that and I think, huh, was that woman?
Exactly. Was she really there?
Yeah.
And Catherine, I think that was her name, had her mom not been there, to this day, she would have just, if she even remembered that, she might not have really remembered the woman on the bus. Maybe she would have, but she would have thought to this day it was just a real person she sat with just on the bus. Nothing weird.
Yeah, just a nice woman that helped her out. So I think you are right. I think I'm right in the fact that we have these random encounters. And I think, you know, there are times that it isn't really a real person.
And that is a perfect example of that. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in if you want to. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.